The UC Climate Solutions Channel, an online hub for the latest research and best practices from the University of California to address the impacts of climate change. See how you can help at uctv.tv/climatesolutions.
Earth and health are one. That's a simple statement that disrupts more than a century of medical care that is focused on the human body in isolation. In operating rooms and histology labs, medical students like me study the human body from its visible anatomical parts to its invisible microscopic functioning. But we hardly acknowledge, let alone learn, about the macroscopic functions of biomes and climate that create the soil, water, air, flora, and fauna, which through what we eat, breathe, drink, touch, and even perceive, become the very flesh of the body. Our environment and industries are cropped out of the medical picture. Yet polling shows that health professionals are some of the most highly trusted and regarded public sources of information on climate change. Framing carbon pollution as a health issue, one that is affecting individuals and families right now, is one of the most effective ways to shift priorities on climate. So knowing this, how do we bridge the inconsistency between the training health professionals receive and the trust the public puts in them to speak to sustainability? Earth Health One is a student-led movement at UCSF that seeks to activate the empathic caregiving, communication skills, and societal trust that epitomize great medical care in the service of pushing carbon neutrality forward full speed. We take it as a guiding principle that climate change is a life-altering diagnosis for us all. It therefore needs to be facilitated with the same communication skills that great physicians and nurses use in the clinical context. Last fall, I piloted this approach by calling a family meeting for Patient Earth, where I connected health professionals' clinical duties to climate advocacy, building the metaphor that we can support the public, just like our patients, to move beyond denial and wishful thinking to commit to effective options for treating our climate crisis. This campus conversation has grown, and just last month, we had an inaugural Earth Health One conference geared to parlaying the medical community's skills and identities into climate action. We want to take this a step further. The millennial generation of rising health professionals speaks and organizes using the currency of social media. If we win here at Carbon Slam, the funds will go towards creating brief documentary shorts that will combine professional filmmaking with the voices, images, and projects of people working at the nexus of climate and health. Inspired by shows like the Carl Sagan and Neil deGrasse Tyson Cosmos series, we plan on using health trainees as narrators that can help lead an audience of their peers into a space of wonder and excitement about the health opportunities and co-benefits of clean energy and sustainable healthcare. These videos will explore the map of what we believe constitutes holistic climate action, from the personal work of accepting a diagnosis to the political work of advocating for legislation, and from the most practical emission reduction projects in hospitals to the philosophical shifts in our understanding of ecological health in physical and mental well-being. We aim to create a four-part series of videos that can virally spread amongst health students and campuses in the UC system. Earth Health One is an Apollo project for climate communication, getting our bodies back into the atmospheric capsule of our planetary spaceship so that we can feel all the more exhilarated, healthy, and connected when we touch down upon carbon-neutral ground by 2025. We look forward to having you on board.
All right, judges are going. Did you pitch Tom
Steyer? I should.
Yeah, is he still here? I'm not sure. All right, well, you'll have to track him down. This is right in line. How'd you get into this?
I took a year off after my third year of medical school and just started reading more. And also, I'm a backcountry skier and went up to the Sierras in the middle of January at the same time that I caught the flu fever because I was a bad medical student, didn't get my flu shot. And I sort of came to the realization while I was spiking a fever and not being able to, you know, do something I love, how urgent this really was, and then thought about the skills around communication that I think are really important for good physicianhood and came up with these.
This is a lot of this is about sort of people and these moments of communication. What's been the most memorable kind of moment so far in this project? If there is one. Maybe right now.
No,
that's okay.
Well, this is memorable. But at that small calling a family meeting, and you know, I hope to grow this because it was really intimate, which is good. That's how a family meeting is. There was actually a patient who had just been on the UCSF Medical Center, and she was an 89-year-old woman who lived close, and she came. And it was pretty phenomenal. She stayed way later than the other people who had to rush out even before I was finished. And we sat down and, you know, it was phenomenal for her to, bring forward her interest in this, even though her lifespan is short, and I told her about my interest in palliative hospice care, and we got into this discussion about why you would get involved in this, even if it's not for your particular lifespan, but just life on Earth generally.